T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Minutes of heat, although there's lots to talk about with Will Manso. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. By the way, those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. So coming up on November 16th, it's our dribble drive against cancer. And we'll have the Dribble Drive Challenge, goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena. And then you got the Dribble Dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. And you could form a team right now. And you could donate at heathelpcure.org. We give you 15 minutes of heat or so around this time every day. Will Manso is the sports director at Local 10. He is the Miami Heat's pregame and postgame host on Fox Sports Sun. And he's also one of the few people on the planet who knows what it's like inside the brand new Hard Rock in Hollywood, the redesigned, redone Hard Rock. He's been tweeting about it.
Saw his Twitter.
I think they're doing like a special on Local 10. Can I ask him here in a second? Heat'll be back in action for exhibition game number 4 tomorrow in Orlando. Nice victory by the Heat over the Hawks on Monday. Their record in the exhibition season stands at 3-0. Hello, Will.
Hey guys, good to talk to you.
How's the Hard Rock?
I have to admit, it's pretty cool. I mean, they came to me and I said, hey, my boss said, hey, we need you to do this show next month. We are basically doing a special kind of previewing the Hard Rock. They've given us access behind the scenes. And you and Janice Fernandez, one of our reporters, are going to put stories together and interview the CEO and people there. And I said, sure, that sounds fun. I mean, whatever. It'll be a good time. But I've actually enjoyed it more than I
have. Uh-oh.
Number one.
Your phone just crapped out. We thought you were gone. Now you're back.
Uh-oh. Did you lose me for a second?
Yeah. No, you're back now.
Okay. So the place is awesome, to answer your question. But we have gotten, the cool thing about it is, because everything's kind of like, we are the guinea pigs for everything, like Janice and I. So like yesterday, I spent my day, and this is a tough gig, I was basically doing cannonballs in all the pools at the Hard Rock. I was just, I'm by myself, and I'm like, cannonball, and just flying around like an idiot. And then they had this huge lagoon, and I was like on the paddle boards, and they have elliptical paddle boards and pebble boats, and just trying all these things by myself. I mean, there's no one there except some members of the tribe that are kind of getting a preview. So I basically had free reign in this place. So it was pretty cool.
Will, can you release anything to us? Restaurants, food options, anything you saw that's new?
Oh, man. Yes. So this is the big change. So last week they said, hey, we need you to interview a couple of the chefs. Okay, great. So Janice and I go with a crew. We go to interview the chefs. But it became this four-hour tasting test where we pretty much, you know, with the new Council Oak, which is as good as the old one. I mean, it's similar, but just, I mean, it's somehow even better. This place, Abiaca, one of their new restaurants, which is kind of a little bit of everything. They have the Italian place, which for some reason I'm blanking on it, but I don't want to say the wrong name. So I'll just say it's the Italian place, and it's incredible. So they just basically fed us everything on the menu and just said, hey, try out these different things. And they were all good. I mean, it was really good stuff.
Tough job, but Will Manso's got it. Sorry, folks.
I can't complain about this gig. I cannot complain about this gig.
So the Heat, man, they look good. We had Mike Inglis on yesterday, and Sedano was in studio with us for an hour yesterday. And I ask everybody the same thing. Like Tyler Hero, through summer league and 3 exhibition games, you're really feeling like there might be something special with Tyler Hero. But where do you stand on, hey, slow your roll because nobody's D'ing him up just yet?
I mean, I think I stand on that, but I stand there only because it's the cliche thing to say, because it's hard not to be, you know, from the body of work we've seen, it's hard not to be excited. I mean, you know, the person who understands the way the game works, like we all understand, like, hey, it's not easy to just go in the NBA and play like that. We know you got to back off a little, but I mean, shooting is shooting. And if you set a screen for him, which they'll try to do during the season, he runs off that screen and takes jumpers and hits them. I don't see how the preseason is going to be different than the regular season as far as if he gets open as his skill level. Now, obviously, look, he's got to work hard off those screens to get, you know, get space. Defenders are going to be up on him. When they see him in the game, they're going to be up on him. Understand you can't give him space. So those are things that obviously we'll see. But just the talent level, the skill set, the shooting ability, the confidence, he's shown the ability to drive and get around things. I mean, it's hard not to be excited, and it's everything that he said he is and was going to be. It's the reason they drafted him so high. When other people, including myself, said, hey, I like the kid. He seemed to be okay in college. I don't know if I see what the Heat see. I think we're starting to see what the Heat saw and why they're so excited about him.
And, Will, I'm impressed by Hero as well. His shot is beautiful, to be honest. But when I hear people talking about, you know, the continuing of the build, talking about Bradley Beal, who's going to be up here in a little bit, and they say Hero's off the table, how do you feel about people saying that, no, leave my Hero alone? If you can get Bradley Beal, you're still arguing about Tyler Hero?
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to I don't know what it would take to get players of that caliber. Like, we saw what happened with Jimmy Butler. It took a Jay Rich, and obviously it was a different situation, but bottom line is this. Pat Riley, we know this. I mean, he's basically, not only do we know it, he has said it. They need another star. They do. They need. They have a Jimmy, and you can call him a 1A or a 1B, whatever you want, but they need someone else, another 1A or 1B to go with them if they really are going to take that next step to be a championship-type team. We all know it, and it's fine. It's the way it is. So if you are finding and looking for that player, whether it's Beal or throw any other player out there that could be available, I don't know if there are any untouchables. And that's not to say, I don't mean to be that guy that's souring and say, oh, get rid of Tyler Hero if you can. Go dangle him out there and get whatever you can. No. But, I mean, I think if the Heat are going to be in position to get a true superstar to match with Jimmy in these next couple of years, I don't think anyone's off the table. Obviously, they love Tyler. They love Justice. They love Bam. They love their nucleus. But you got to give to receive. I mean, if they are going to make a move for a superstar, no one's just going to give them a superstar. So I don't want to say it's got to be Tyler Hero, but it's got to be somebody. So we'll just have to see if that day comes in the next year or two.
Will Manso is with us. What do you think the upside potential is for the Heat this season? Sedano told us yesterday he thinks they're a 3-6 seed, somewhere in there.
I mean, I think isn't that the perfect range? I mean, I think we're past the point now with Jimmy on board that they're a 7-9 seed, right? Meaning a team that's going to fight and really claw its way to even get a playoff berth, because that's what they've basically been the last couple of years. And they didn't have Jimmy, and they didn't have these young players developed to the point that they are now, I think. You added Jimmy, you know, you got the young guys. I mentioned a few more already. We already talked about Tyler, Bam, Justice, you know, Derek Jones Jr. continues to evolve. I like the pieces they have. And look, there's also an addition by subtraction, and that's something that, you know, we've seen the last couple of years, or basically the last year. They had this logjam. They have these issues at center on whether you're going to play Hassan or Bam. You don't have these questions anymore, and I think, if anything, that makes the decisions easier for Spo. So to answer your question, I'm with George. I see 3-6, and I also see a team that's probably in that 44-48 win range. I think if these young guys we just talked about develop and Jimmy is Jimmy, I don't see any reason they couldn't be a 48-win team in that range, which is a 3 or 4 seed, you know, range. Obviously, if they have an injury, they struggle, those things happen, maybe they're more of a 6 seed. But I think that, you know, outside of a major catastrophic injury or something very bizarre, I think this is a firm playoff team this season.
Well, who's the guy that will send them from 3-6 or 6-3? Like, who do you think the pivotal players on this team are this year that have to work out?
You know, we always say the same names and we always talk about these guys, and it's I think it's Deion Waiters. You know, I think Deion is the guy that if you get
Don't do this to Deion me again.
Waiters,
Don't do this to
I know,
me again.
I know. And here's the thing. I have to admit, I am a Deion Waiters fan to a fault. I love Philly cheese. I do. I love his attitude, his swag, his ability. And he has tantalized us with that at times, and only to disappoint us. But I'm buying into the Deion train. I'm buying into that he's in shape. He looks great. His mind is in a great place. I think he's the guy, guys. I think he's the guy that can help you have that kind of X factor to go along with those other guys we mentioned.
Will Manso is with us. I know it's 15 minutes of Heat, but let me get a couple Dolphins and Hurricanes questions in here. Miami okay. Dolphins are going with Ryan Fitzpatrick on Sunday. Your initial reaction is?
I get it. I understand Brian Flores is trying to win games. And look, I've been a defender of Josh Rosen from day one that he needs to play. I like the initial trade. I want to see a full season of Josh Rosen just to know what you have, whether it be for more trade value or whether it be for a potential backup. I think it's pretty clear now, guys, that you know they're going to go in the route of you don't tank a whole season to take a defensive end. I mean, they're going to take a quarterback. So I guess in the end it doesn't matter, but I would have liked to have seen him just get a full season. But the bottom line is, too, he's not playing well. And a lot of it has to do with the talent around them and what's going on. I think some of it's in his head now. He's had two awful situations in two seasons. That's, again, I don't want to be that defender. It's just a fact. But if you're Brian Flores and you worked your entire career to get an NFL head coaching job, and it could be the only one you get, you don't want 0-16 on your mark. You don't want 0-6 on your mark. You don't want to be that guy who waits 9, 10, 12 weeks to get his first win with an awful team. He looks at his team, sees Fitzpatrick as a little bit more stable in his mind with this offense. And he wants wins. And whether we all talk tank and Tua and all this stuff, his job is to win games. And I would say, even as a defender of Rosen, that Brian Fitzpatrick right now probably gives them a better shot to win a game.
And, Will, I don't want to lead the witness, so I'm going to ask this question in a certain way. How do you feel about the last minute of the Miami Dolphin-Washington Redskin game?
I thought going for two was the right play call. I thought it was the right call to go for it in that spot, because I just feel that with that offense, I don't think there's any faith that they're going to be anywhere close to scoring range in overtime. And I know usually most teams that are solid teams or even okay teams are going to say, hey, when we get the ball in overtime, we're going to score. I don't think you have any confidence that it's going to get better than being at the 2-yard line with a chance to win the game with one play. Now, the one play was the issue. The play just looked awful from the start. And then you find out after the fact that Fitzpatrick and Kenyon weren't even practicing it, that it was Rosen and Walton that practiced it. So there are a lot of things that looked awful about it, but I didn't have a problem with that decision and with the way they played that last minute or so.
So hard to believe that those two hadn't practiced it before, because they pulled it off flawlessly, I thought. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. What were they playing? Dodgeball? Were they playing dodgeball, or was that a 2-point try? I don't know what that was.
He got Drake out.
He
got Drake out.
He
raised his hands up. Got him. Will Manso, quickly, Nikosi Perry is going to start Saturday. What do you think about that?
I hope that Manny is, and I don't see why he wouldn't say the truth. I mean, I think, and from every conversation I've had there and everything that Manny said publicly, that they believe in Jaron and that Jaron's their guy. But if he's not healthy, they have a guy in Nikosi who's been in the system now well over years. He's played plenty of games. He's a guy that could give you a chance to win. I still think, though, that when he's healthy, Jaron's the guy. And I still think that's the right call. I think the next quarterback in the next year or two for Miami, I think, could be Jaron. May not turn out that way, but I like what he has shown. I think you got to let him take his lumps and go through it. And I hope that he's back healthy soon. But I think Nikosi can fill in fine and hopefully help him get a win or a win or two. We'll see.
Over under on Ryan Tannehill passing yards Sunday for Tennessee is 225.5. You going over or under? They play the Chargers.
I'll go over. The funny thing about Tannehill is his stats have never been the issue, right? Like, we looked.
He's got passing yards. He does. He's got a lot of yards.
He had a couple 4,000-yard seasons with the Dolphins, and he was that kind of guy. He just, at the end of the day, the big drive, the big moment, he just, whatever reason, just never hit. So I would say over. I think he'll go over.
You can be watching that game. I find myself completely fascinated by him being a starter over Mariota.
Really? The funny thing is, a guy who spent 7 years here, right, and everything and all the drama, I never disliked Tannehill.
Oh, I don't dislike him.
I disliked that they kept giving him a chance, and I want to see him succeed. Somehow I'd like to see him succeed. He's a nice guy, but I was so happy that they let him go, because it was like, all right, it's time to move on. It's time to go on. This is not the answer. So I don't know if I'll be watching. I mean, listen, I got great football to watch on Sunday. I'm going to be watching the Dolphins. I mean, come on, the Dolphins are the Bills. I'm going to be watching the Giants and the Cardinals. I'm ready for a big football Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, throw that Titans-Chargers games in there, and you got yourself a trifecta.
I got the real trifecta.
Will Manso, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. A reminder, you can hear every Miami Heat game on 790 AM and 104.3 HD2 FM, The Ticket, starting with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show, and then you get that an hour before tip-off. Following the game, it's the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. So every Heat game on The Ticket. And Will Manso, of course, brings it to you on Fox Sports Sun. Thank you, Will, for your time.
All right, guys, let's hit the Hard Rock soon. I'll just give you a grand tour.
I know. When is the grand opening? Like, do they have a date?
Yeah, next Thursday. A week from tomorrow.
All right.
The official, they have a big grand opening party, and then it's off and running.
Oh, you know what? We got invited to that. We got an email today.
You should go. They're really cool. You got to go to the front, the Oculus. It's like this cool kind of Bellagio fountain with lights. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw it on your Twitter. That thing looked cool as hell.
Yeah, I have to admit, I interviewed the lady who designed it, and like they went all in. I mean, they took people from Vegas that designed all these hotels and all these fancy things. I mean, it is pretty cool. You got to check it out.
All right, there you go, Will Manso, 15 minutes of heat. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys.
There you go, Will Manso again, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.